Welcome back to Movies from the Mausoleum. Now, we did an episode of Masters of Horror for the last episode, and after I thought about it for a second, I'm like, you know what, let's do another one. I really like this one. It's called The Fair-Haired Child. It's directed by William Malone, the same man who did the 1999 House on Haunted Hill and Fear.com. A little not popular horror film, but you know, it's got some good horror moments to it. Now, how the story starts with the fair-haired child is that a young girl named Tara is, you know, having a regular everyday at school, and then we cut to this husband and wife at this very expensive-looking estate. It's like they're getting something ready for some kind of ceremony, and Tara just happens to be the girl that they need to complete this ceremony. Now, you start to suspect why they need her, to sacrifice her. For what? To bring back the son that they lost, Johnny. He was lost in a tragic drowning accident. The parents couldn't move on, so they decided to strike a deal with the fair-haired child, demon, monster, whatever, to bring back their son for a sacrifice of 12 teens. So Tara, you know, gets captured. She gets thrown into the cellar after she starts to, like, you know, really get unsettled on where she's at because she doesn't remember what happened. They throw her down there, and she finds a boy who's, like, hanging himself. And when you find out his name's Johnny, and then the pieces start coming together, you're like, oh, this is their son. But wait a minute, he's alive. What's going on here? Turns out, the only way the fair-haired child can, you know, keep the deal going is to use Johnny as a conduit to get the sacrifices. Now, I like the buildup on the whole fair-haired child. You don't know when it's gonna happen yet, but every time, like, poor Johnny, like, has, like, a moment of, like, seizing up or feeling ill, you know that the fair-haired child is on its way. And when it gets here, it is so terrifying just to look at. It's hairless, it's lanky, it moves unnaturally and all that stuff, and its eyes are just these empty white, just white eyes. And it has no teeth, but when you see what it does to poor Tara so Johnny can come back, it's just, it's happening so fast with the strobe lights that you just can't turn away because you're trying to see what's going on. But to me, the most chilling moment at this whole story with the fair-haired child has to be towards the end. Johnny's brought back to life. He's not happy. The parents are thrilled. So when Johnny's seen sitting in, like, the recreation room where there's the piano and a violin, he's sitting and he's kind of cross-legged, and his parents are talking to him, and then he says, oh, I'm just waiting. And then he stands up to them and says, I found out that I'm really good at bargaining. And when you start to put the pieces together, he struck a deal with the fair-haired child to kill his parents to bring back Tara, where he starts to form a bond with her, almost like a love bond. Now, it's so sick and twisted, but at the same time, it's kind of heartwarming because it's just like, these people did terrible things, but then Johnny kind of makes it better to have his happy ending. So if you want to have another fun episode of Masters of Horror, I highly recommend Fair-Haired Child as well. And who knows, we'll probably touch on more in the next episode.